Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is, the Father's desire for me is forever steadfast. The Lord and the Father are one. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. In order to gain us, the Father swore an oath and made the Lord our high priest forever. We became co-heirs with the Lord to the ever-living Father. Truly, we are the Father's love dream. Through the hymn we shared in the message, we know that the Father's desire for us is forever steadfast. This love also stuns our hearts.
I was sharing with you about the cross. It was astonishing that the Father chastised and forsook His beloved Son. The Father and the Son are one. The Lord is also the beloved Son in the Father's bosom. The Lord was the closest to the Father and enjoyed Him the most. The Lord is the only begotten One. His relationship with the Father is different from the relationships between fathers and sons on earth, because He Himself is God. Don't be mistaken to think that the Father existed before the Lord did, just like how earthly relationships are. Indeed, it takes time to explain in detail about the Lord's eternal relationship with the Father. The Lord is the Father's only begotten Son. This sentence has a special meaning. He is the Father's beloved Son. The Father takes great pleasure in the Lord, and His love towards the Lord is infinite. The Father enjoys His Son the most. However, the Father chastised and forsook the Lord on the cross. Abba paid a very high price for us. Therefore, the Lord and the Holy Spirit rejoiced greatly for the Father when we returned to Him. The Father is also exceedingly joyful over us. I want to sing a song to you. This is one of the 15 songs I wrote on a very special day. Some of them were written during my sweet kneel. That night was also very special. I was on a hillside. Soon, it will be my memorable day with the Father. I can only give thanks that the Father and the Lord continue to pursue me so that the Father's love dream can be fulfilled. From eternity past, I have been Abba's love dream. His desire for me is forever steadfast. This is hard for me to express, that Abba desires me to a point that He sent His beloved Son and prepared the cross. He even sent His beloved Son to be my high priest forever. When the Father made the Lord the high priest by an oath, it expressed so much. It tells us that the Lord would become a man forever. Only by becoming a man could He take away my sins. He also had to die for me. He is my high priest who lives for me forever. He also desires the most to bring me to the Father so that I can enjoy and love the Father and be the closest to the Father and Him. He bore my sins and saved me. Returning to Abba, I become His dear child. Abba has originated the deepest affection, the most beautiful Father and Son love dream. I'm heir to the ever-living Father. It's so precious that we are heirs to God. I think receiving an inheritance on earth can be painful, because it usually means the death of one's parents. However, it is truly amazing and uplifting that we are the heirs of the ever-living Father, and we are co-heirs with the Lord. An inheritance on earth is limited, and no matter how great it is, it will pass away one day. Our inheritance from the Father, however, will increase as He continues to create in eternity. Therefore, It is very precious that we are the heirs of the ever-living Father. The Lord understands the Father's love dream. He knows well how the Father feels. He was glad to be sent by the Father. The Lord knew well what he had to face. He commits himself as a man forever, manifesting the Father's name and his wonderful love. On the cross, he cried out, "It's finished!" He became the perfect living way, leading me fully to the Father. With the Lord, I'm co-heir to the Father. Without regrets, Abba has sworn and made the Lord my high priest forever, forever committed and living for me, leading me fully to the Father. We enjoy together the deepest father and son affection. My life is deeply bound up with Abba's. We share the Father's most beautiful love dream, infinite sweet affection. Abba will hold our hands to enter into glory.